There's been a lot of debate over the years about the ER-positive, HER2-positive patient. Do they respond as well to hormonal therapy? Do they respond as well to tamoxifen? What about the AIs? What's your current take on that?
Well, we presented some data in San Antonio where we looked at about 170 patients treated with neoadjuvant letrozole, and the response rate, whether you're HER2-positive or negative, was exactly the same. The percentage in reduction in volume was exactly the same. In our 14-day preoperative study of anastrozole and letrozole, we found both anastrozole and letrozole switched off proliferation to the same degree in HER2-positive and HER2-negative cancers, even though the HER2-positive cancers' initial proliferation was higher than the HER2-negative cancers. So they were equally effective. So my view is it doesn't really matter whether you're HER2-positive or negative as regards to the aromatase inhibitors. It only matters if you're going to use tamoxifen.
And how convincing are the data in terms of tamoxifen?
I think that they are pretty convincing now. We've got Matt Ellis's data. We've got the data from IMPACT. We've also got some of the biological data which backs it up. In other words, we see switch-off of proliferation with the aromatase inhibitors, but we don't see switch-off proliferation in these HER2-positive tumors with tamoxifen. So I think the clinical and the biological data are consistent and add up.